Okay, good morning, everyone. It is Monday, Parshas Vayakhel, Tavshin Pei Dalet. And the Parsha begins, Vayakhel Moshe is called Das B'nai Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu gathers around Klal Yisrael. This happened the day after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is when he received the Luch HaShnias, and the Rabbeinu Shalom was Mochel Klal Yisrael with a Slicha. And the next day, Moshe Rabbeinu wastes no time. He gathers Klal Yisrael together, and he instructs them, and he said, and he gives them two mitzvahs here. He gives them the mitzvah Shabbos, Sheish Yishev and Te'asa Melacha, for in 6 days you should do Melacha, and on the day, seventh day is Kodesh for Shabbos, and one should not do Melacha. If he, one does Melacha, you must. He's put to death. Just for your edification, you should know that there's a Meshech Chochma that is Medayik, why it says you must in the singular, when most other times it says most you must in the double lashon. I will not be talking about that. I just want you to know that that is a diak if it interests you in the Meshech Chochma. And then the Torah singles out a lav lo sevar esh b'chol mishvah sechem miyam haShabbos. You should not kindle a fire. And Rashi then quotes the Chazal, the Gemara, in two places in Shas. Why is the lo sevar esh singled out? For that from all the other lamites malachas, so one man the Amr says it's singled out that it is only a lav, it is not a chiyav misa like with the others. Some say it's lachalik yatzas that you don't have to do all of the malachas to be chayiv even if you only do one. Okay, that's simple pshat in Rashi. And then after this, Moshe Rabbeinu moves on to tell them the mitzvah of the truma of the materials to bring. Of the Mishkan, etc. Now, if we turn back to Lamed Aleph Yud Beis and Parshas Kisisa, there you have the order reversed from the beginning of Kisisa. Towards the beginning of Kisisa, we're talking about the Mishkan and the Kelim, and then Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemor. Hashem says, "Vata daber al bnei." So you should tell Klal Yisrael about the mitzvah of Shabbos, as Shabbosi Tishmoru, Ushmartim is a Shabbos, etc. Sheish Hashem Yeyasim Malacha, Hashem bnei Yisrael a Shabbos. So rather, a good number of psukim that deal with the mitzvah of Shabbos. So the question that is asked here by many of the mefarshim is, why is the order reversed? That in Parshas Kisisa we have the Mishkan and then Shabbos. And in Parshas Vayakhel, we have Shabbos. Then we have Shabbos. Then the Mishkan. Okay, that's the pretty straightforward question and observation. So this deal concerns many of the Mefarshim. So I'm going to share a number of the Mahalchim with you. Let's start off with the Beis Halevi. Now this teretz of the Beis Halevi, it takes into account that the Seder HaDevarim, the order is as follows, that we had the mitzvah of the Mishkan, right, even prior to the Chet HaEgel, because we spoke about this extensively, and this is going to come back up again this week. In other words, in terms of what was the order, what was the sequence, Rashi in Parshas Kisisa says, Ein Muktam Me'ucher B'Torah. So Rashi is of the opinion, as is the Sipurno and the Rambam, that Ein Muktam Me'ucher B'Torah, that even though we have Truma before Kisisa, but actually Kisisa, which talks about the Chet HaEgel, that occurred first, and that in its wake brought about the obligation to have a Mishkan to be Mechaper for the Chet HaEgel. In other words, according to those who shine, it would seem, and again, I think we have no choice, we can't avoid it, we're going to have to speak about this more this week as well, had there been no Chet of the Egel, there would be no need for the Mishkan. The Ramban learns not that way, that there was a need for the Mishkan, irrespective of the Egel, and therefore the order of the Parshias are Bedavka, the sequence is exact, that you have Truma, Tetzava, then you have the Chet HaEgel. So if you go with that, then I think that we can understand what the Beis HaLevi is saying in that context. The Beis HaLevi gives a beautiful mashal. He says, a father is marrying off his son. He says, when a father marries off his son, he has to provide him with certain things. certain things are we call dvarim hechrechim, things that are necessary that a person cannot get by without. And then you have the other items that you can get by without, but they're customary to give one's a son when he gets married, and they're more luxury items, but they're done. And for example, he says, but the basic clothing that the child will need, that the couple will need, so the father provides his son with the clothing. He says, for example, but a golden watch, right? Yeah, a person can live without a golden watch. We live in a time that most millennials, I don't think, even wear watches. They use their phones, you know, to tell time. If you look around, you'll see that most of our youth don't wear watches anymore. Okay, that's just a side comment. There's a lot of things I could say about millennials. It's not even that. It's the new generation. What do they call it now? Gen X, Gen Z. What is it called? What's that? Anyway, the point is that the golden watch and things of that nature, those are luxury items. Those are not hechrechim. Those are not a must. So he says like this. He says that if you have a father who is very, you know, he has a tremendous, wonderful, beautiful relationship with his son. They love each other, right? So the father takes pride in providing everything that his son will need for his next step in his life, his marriage. So he says like this, he says, when he has that kind of close relationship, so the things that he buys first are going to be the gold watch, the things of luxury. You know, he can't wait to go out and take him to the store and to buy him those kinds of things. So he says, but, you know, everything's going to get bought, of course. And after he buys those luxury items and then he makes his son feel good, and so he says, now let's go to the tailor and we'll make those suits for you, okay? He says, but if a father does not have a relationship, a very close relationship, but as a father, he has to provide. It's expected the father provides. So he says, those dvarim hechrechim, the things of necessity, he'll provide first. And only after he does that, now you have what you need. Okay, now, you know, almost begrudgingly, he might provide the golden watch. The gold watch. So the Beis Halevi gives this mashal. He says is that Kolzman that Klal Yisrael did not sin with the Egel. Okay, so therefore that relationship was close. Now he says there's certain dvarim hechrechim. There's certain things that are of necessity for Klal Yisrael, and there's certain things that Klal Yisrael could exist without. Right, just like the sun cannot exist without clothing. Right, that's a dvarim from the dvarim hechrechim. So also, Klal Yisrael cannot exist without Shabbos. Right, we need Shabbos. Shabbos is a must. Shabbos is the foundation of everything that we believe in. And so, Mamela, that at that point, so the Rabban Shalom, but the Mishkan is something extra. In other words, we could exist without the Mishkan. We've been in Golos now for almost 2,000 years. We exist as a nation. We could not exist without Shabbos, but we could exist without a Mishkan. And Mishkan is more like the cherry on top. So it's beautiful. It speaks about the warm relationship that we have with the Rabban Shalom, and it gives us entree to Hashem in ways that an existence without the Mishkan does not. However, Klal Yisrael could exist without the Mishkan. So in Parshas Kisisa, before the Chet HaEgel, so then it was the mashal, the nimshal is when the father has a very, very close and warm and loving relationship with his son. So he wants to give him the things like the gold watch. He goes shopping with him for the gold watch before he goes to the tailor for the suit. So Macy's says that's the analogous to the mitzvah of the Mishkan, because the Mishkan is like the gold watch. You can exist without a gold watch. You can, and you can exist without a Mishkan, but those are the things that makes the father excited to provide for his son. So therefore, back in Parshas Kisisa, back in Parshas, by Truma, right, and Truma Tetzava, which happened before the Chet HaEgel, so therefore the Torah gives us the mitzvah of the Mishkan, because that is the mitzvah that we could live without, but it's the luxury, the luxury mitzvah, so to speak, and therefore it's stated before at the Dover HaHechrech, which is Shabbos, and therefore that's the Seder of Mishkan and then Shabbos. He says, but in our Parshas, Parshas Vayakel, is after the Chet HaEgel. So Klal Yisrael fell out of grace with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And so therefore, the Seder is inverted because now it resembles a father who does not have a warm and loving relationship with his son. So therefore, he's going to give him the things that he must have for the chasana, and only later he'll add the luxury items. So therefore, Parshas Vayakhel says, the Beis HaLevi, we have the mitzvah of Shabbos, which is analogous to the suit that the chasana needs. That's something, a davar achreach, that he must have. Klai Yisrael must have Shabbos, and only afterwards we have the mitzvah of the Mishkan. That's a beautiful Beis HaLevi, and here, and this, but that Beis HaLevi appears in Parshas Kisisa, I believe, not in Vayakhel. It's in Kisisa. There are no entries of Beis HaLevi in Parshas Vayakhel. I'd like to, that's one mahalach that I wanted to share with you. Another mahalach is the Alshich. And this Alshich is, you could look it up in the Alshich itself, but sometimes it's hard to find things because of his arichas. But in the Sefer Nachlas Yaakov, which is the Sefer of the Nesivos HaMishpat on Chumash, so he has one piece here in Vayakhel, and he cites the Alshich, and he asks this question. Now we know that Rashi tells us that we have over here that you have the mitzvah of Shabbos, and then you have the mitzvah of Mishkan. And so the Chazal tell us over here that the building of the Mishkan is not Docha Shabbos, right? And Rashi points it out beferish in Parshas Kisisa, right? Because Parshas Kisisa, we had the mitzvah of Mishkan first, as we just said. And then Hashem says, Vatad to Dabar B'nai Yisrael, you should speak to B'nai Yisrael and tell them the mitzvah of Shabbos. And the point is that the mitzvah of Shabbos is paramount and doesn't allow itself to be nidcha for the mitzvah of building the Mishkan. So just to understand this conceptually, why it is that the building of the Mishkan is not Docha Shabbos. So we could simply say, with this Beis HaLevi that we just explained, is because Shabbos is a davar hechrech. Shabbos is something that Klai Yisrael must have. We cannot exist without Shabbos. We can exist without a Mishkan, and therefore, just on a scale of what's more important, so that according to the Beis HaLevi, we could understand it that way. But the Alshich is asking this question, why is the melacha of the Mishkan not Docha Shabbos? We find the Karbanos are Docha Shabbos. In other words, the answer that I just gave you, using the Beis HaLevi, is somewhat problematic because we could live without Karbanos also. We haven't had a Karban in 1949 years or whatever the case may be, or close to 2,000 years. So we could exist without Karbanos. So Karbanos are still like Mishkan, that it might be a luxury item detail. So and those are Docha Shabbos. You bring Karbanos on Shabbos, right? The Karban Tumah is Brana Shabbos. So then we suffer from Brana Shabbos and so on and so forth. So and also he says that in a different context, we were medayik this last week. The pasuk says with regards to Shabbos, Sheish Hashemim Te'aseh Melacha. Te'aseh Melacha shall be done. Passive. Not Sheish Hashemim Ta'aseh Melacha. It's not that you shall do Melacha. Melacha shall be done. And we spoke about it last week in a different context, is whenever it says Te'aseh, it ends with Shabbat Shabbason, because there's two levels of the Shabbos. There's the Shabbos that a person works all week long, and then Shabbos is a minimal Shabbos of resting, but then a person who is Zoicha, that he does not have to work for a living, he learns all day, the work is done by someone else, so therefore it's Shabbat Shabbason, it's a higher level, it's a Shabbos of Margoa. We spoke about that. But the Alshich is medayik on the Te'aseh as well. And let me just tell you what the Alshich says before we get to the Nesivos. He says we find, for example, Pikuach Nefesh, if a person is a Pikuach Nefesh. Now, one of the opinions why Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, one of the reasons is the Gemara says that it's better to be Mechal Shabbos once to save this person's life and allow, and therefore, if he's brought back to life, he'll be able to be shomer many Shabbosos, right? So bidocha, one Shabbos for this individual, and now afterwards he'll be able to keep many Shabbosos. That's one of the reasons that the Gemara gives. And he says, well, you find even a suffik pikuach nefesh, if a person, we're not sure if he's on death row, right? It's a suffik. The doctor says, well, we're not sure what happens if you don't do this malacha, whether he'll die or not. But yet, it's only a suffik, and on the Sat Suffolk, right? We're still Docher Shabbos in order that he should keep many more Shabbosim. He says, and so that's Docher Shabbos. Bris Milah is only one mitzvah, and it's garm that a kirva to the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? It's Docher Shabbos, right? That's Docher Shabbos. So Mishkan, like his Lacharis, should be Docher Shabbos because the Mishkan means we're creating an abode for the Ribbono Shel Olam to dwell within our midst, and all such good things happen. In other words, if Mila creates that relationship that we have with Hashem, right, and my one relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam is Docher Shabbos, with my one son's bris, with this one yid who might die, might not die, that the fact that he has to have a relationship with Hashem in the future to keep other Shabbosim, that's Docher Shabbos. So what about building a Mishkan for all? The Mishkan will enhance the life of everyone in Klal Yisrael. Wouldn't you think that the Mishkan is Docher Shabbos? So he says as follows. He says just that it's somewhat of a technical answer. And he says that the Mishkan and all of its kalim, really, as they were building the Mishkan, they did not yet have the Kedusha until the Mishkan was actually erected. In other words, so the building of the Mishkan, as we know it, was really a hachana, it was a preparation for the final day that it's going to be set up and the Mishkan will be in place. So all the malacha that would have been done from the time that Bezalel started building the Mishkan and all of the efforts that are done require all that Chilul Shabbos, but the Chilul Shabbos does not result in that moment of having the effect of the Mishkan. That's not going to happen until much later. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is when they set up the Mishkan, and therefore, it's not Docher Shabbos. So really, it comes out that the Mishkan, it's in terms of in the concept, the concept of the Mishkan, the power of the Mishkan, etc., what the Mishkan accomplishes for Klal Yisrael, that really should have been Docher Shabbos, but for the fact that there's a technical aspect that machshir and preparatory things are not Docher Shabbos. So, like I said, this is somewhat of a technical answer to the question, but on the scale of what's important, of course, according to the Al Sheikh, the Mishkan ranks up there with Bris Milah and other things that are and other Docher Shabbos. You find that the Karbanos are Docher Shabbos because the Karbanos are not the Hechsher, the Karbanos are the mitzvah itself. So once the Mishkan is in place, The Karbanos are Docher Shabbos, right? The Karbanos, and therefore that makes sense with the Al Shech, because the reason why Mishkan's not Docher Shabbos is because it's only a preparation for the day that it's going to be erected. This is the way the Al Shech understands this. Now, if we have any, do we have time for another shot? In other words, I'm not going to do justice. So let's stop here and we'll continue this tomorrow. I have to share the Nesivos tomorrow, and we have some other things on the same topic that we'll go for. We'll learn tomorrow. Have a good day, everyone, and thank you for listening.